In this bulletin, Australians stranded aboard a cruise ship due to coronavirus to possibly learn today whether they'll be evacuated, the demise of a classic Australian car brand, and a sports fundraiser to be held in support of bushfire-affected towns in East Gippsland. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. Australian passengers stranded on the Diamond Princess could soon be evacuated after being quarantined. About 200 Australians were on board the ship and have been stuck at Yokohama Port for more than a fortnight. More than 200 people will also be leaving Christmas Island today after a period of quarantine to stop the spread of the deadly coronavirus. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has thanked medical teams and everyone affected for their cooperation.
Of course, having to go into a quarantine period for 14 days is an inconvenience, but they understood why, and I thought they took that in good faith and they were well supported in their time, and I'm sure they're looking forward to coming home and being with their families.
The National Public Broadcaster's news boss says a federal court verdict takes the media into unprecedented territory in Australia. The ABC has lost its legal bid to stop the Australian Federal Police examining documents seized during a raid last year. News director Gavin Morris says there's no indication that the stories at the centre of the raids did anything to jeopardise national security. He says the ABC journalists involved still have no clarity about whether they'll be charged for doing their jobs.
It is time that serious law reform is undertaken, and that Australians who have a right to know what goes on inside their democracy, and let's be clear, compared to many other Western democracies, all sorts of other countries, it's recognised that Australia's access to information, Australia's access to a right to know what's going on, is nowhere near the standard it should be.
Holden has announced the 160-year-old brand will no longer be sold in Australia and New Zealand because of global industry changes. General Motors plans to wind down local design and engineering by next year and will focus on growing its specialty vehicle business. The International's Senior Vice President, Julian Blissett, says it was a difficult decision to start closing down operations from this year.
From next week, we will work closely with our dealer partners on an orderly transition, including the appropriate timing for the ceasing of sales in Australia and New Zealand. GM Design Australia and GM Holden Engineering, located here in Australia, will be consolidated into other locations globally.
The federal opposition is accusing the government of following its lead in changing visa rules to accommodate backpackers who can help towns rebuild in bushfire zones. Labor says it had already requested these changes weeks ago, which give backpackers the chance to stay with employers for longer to support farmers' recovery. It's hoped the working holidaymakers will help to reconstruct fences and that their work can count towards applications for a second or third year visa. The opposition's Treasury spokesman, Jim Chalmers, says the move will help companies that have suffered during the bushfire season to keep going.
This is a welcome step that they've picked up and run with a suggestion that Labor has made. We don't want to see businesses and their workers left in the lurch in what is already a very difficult time, so this change is appropriate.
Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orbán is warning that there are likely alarming times ahead. Mr. Orbán has given his annual State of the Nation address. He says Hungary's last decade has been the most successful of its past 100 years, but he has environmental, demographic, and economic concerns.
We are threatened by the climate crisis. Demographic decline and sinister menaces are gathering over the European economy as well. Instead of announcing a golden age, I have to sound the alarm.
Several Indigenous athletes will take part in a basketball fundraiser to support bushfire-affected communities. The game will be held on Saturday night at the Bairnsdale Aquatic and Recreation Centre to raise money for East Gippsland's recovery. The event organiser says Indigenous communities have been hard hit by the fires and young people in particular need support. Well, now the weather across Australia for tomorrow. Perth should be mostly sunny and 34. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 22. Melbourne, humid and a storm likely, 23. Hobart, becoming cloudy, 21. Canberra, a shower or two possible, 26. Wollongong, similar conditions, 26. Sydney, much the same, 29. Newcastle, showers and 31. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 31 degrees. Cairns, a shower or two, 33. And Darwin, a shower or two and a possible storm and 34 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.